I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just in case you haven't been following the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics are now leading the Los Angeles Lakers 2-0 heading into tonight's game. Perhaps one reason the Celts are doing so well is their team philosophy. It's based on a Southern African concept called Ubuntu. It essentially means, I am because of you. Martha Biebinger of WBUR in Boston has more.
The men in green chant Ubuntu in the locker room before games, wear it on practice T-shirts and wristbands, and refer to it when it really counts.
Certainly not the sight the Celtics and their fans want to see. Paul Pierce in a lot of pain.
While the Celtics star forward is carried off the floor in Game 1 of the finals, Celtics coach Doc Rivers calls the rest of the team together.
What did the guy from South Africa say about adversity? Nothing can get you down. That's why we play 12 guys, all right? Let's beat this team.
In our country, we've got something called Ubuntu, 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 Ubuntu.
This is Archbishop Desmond Tutu explaining the concept during a lecture to college students last year.
In our culture, there is no such thing as a solitary individual. I want you to be all you can be, because that's the only way I can be all I can be.
Coach Rivers adopted Ubuntu at the beginning of this season after a colleague suggested it, and Rivers read some of Tutu's work. Boston Globe sports writer Mark Spears says Rivers needed a way to unify a team with a lot of new players and three superstars.
It's given them something to become a unit, to become family, to put all their egos aside. And I think it's that mentality that has helped them get to where they are right now.
Not just the mentality. The word has become part of Celtics culture, says former Celtics forward and current commentator Cedric Maxwell.
Definitely in cars right now. You'll hear one of them go, Ubuntu, though. So, and, you know, they joke about it, but they want to win.
Maxwell, who was the MVP when the Celtics won the NBA championship in 1981, says Ubuntu helps Celtics superstars Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce focus on a common goal.
None of the big three last year, any one of those guys made the playoffs. So, as players, sometimes they're like kids. I think they look for concepts. They look for themes that are going to bring them closer together.
While Ubuntu may be important to the team, most fans don't know it.
Have you heard of Ubuntu?
Of what?
Ubuntu, the team slogan?
I have not.
No.
The who?
No.
No?
No. No, not at all.
Outside the Boston Garden before Sunday's game, I get 37 confused looks before I find Ed O'Neill and Suzanne Nevins from Connecticut.
Bungo. I hadn't heard it until he told me when we were sitting in the car. The Ubungo thing.
Ubungo, that means, oh, that's right.
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu, that means we're together, we're a team, that's what we're here for. It's not a one-on-one thing. It's not like, oh, we got the big Kobe guy. No, we got the big three. No, we got the big five. We got the big 12.
The Celtics aren't marketing Ubuntu, but there is at least one unofficial T-shirt that merges the old Celtics with the new. Black and white hands clasped over a shamrock with Ubuntu in bold letters. Sports promoter Stephen Brown says it might be best to leave Ubuntu alone for now.
At least for this series, if it's a private moment, you know, within the team, it shouldn't be commercialized.
At least, says Brown, until the Celtics give the okay. So for tonight, Celtics fans will stick with the well-known refrain, beat L.A. For The World, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.